from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Truth, live from the booth, always beats 100 proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tune in to the radio. Tina talks truth is the only way to go.
Good morning, it's Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. And thank you for tuning in. Wow. We have a great guest today. He is a songwriter, which is pretty unique in itself. But JJ brings just so much awareness to what a lot of people struggle with, actually. So we'll get into that interview in just a little bit. But in the meantime, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Idioms for the introduction song. And I want to thank 1GM Nation Radio for having Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. Also, a shout out to all the girls that attended Girls Night Out last week. Wow. What an event. It was just so inspirational. You got to check them out. Check out the For the Girls International, Inc. It's an incredible ministry. It's international. Believe it or not, it is. It's international. There's a woman there from Brazil that was talking about this ministry. And it's just an unbelievable community of women and young girls. They have a program called Shine, which is a mentorship program for teenage girls. So check them out. They're incredible. So shout out to you ladies, Tracy, Cinda. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I was there on behalf of 1GM Nation Radio as the media correspondent or coverage facilitator. I don't know. I was there as Tina, and I just took lots of pictures and videos and then made lots of noise on social media for them. And it was just a gift. And I tell you, it was called Beyond the Box. Check them out. They're wonderful. God bless you, ladies. Love you. Okay, so I'm going to focus on James 4:8. James 4:8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, double-minded people. Woo! Wow. Okay, then. Yeah, double-minded people. Oh my goodness. I attend Harborside Christian Church, and Sunday, Pastor Kurt Parker last Sunday actually spoke about the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. And I think James 4:8 actually explains that pretty well. Actually, our guest today, JJ, is really going to talk about he had to draw near to God in times of trials and tribulations, and when he struggled with depression and anxiety and OCD. So he really speaks a lot about that in this interview. But first, let's kick this off with some prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We thank you for today. We thank you for breath. Once again, thank you for your mercy and just every day. I fail you, Lord. We all do. But you just keep instilling mercy and love in each of us. And I thank you for that. I thank you for all the listeners. I ask for a hedge of protection around each one of them, especially if they're traveling. I pray for your travel mercies. I pray for medical healings and miracles, God. You are in the business of miracles, and we know that you make miracles happen. And so we're just lifting up everyone that needs a medical miracle right now. And Lord, I ask for just discernment and wisdom for all of my listeners that have requested this. You know them by name, Lord. I don't have to call out their name. And Lord, I'll keep lifting up all of those people in my personal prayers as well as this prayer on Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. I thank you. I praise you, Lord. And I just ask that you answer audacious prayers today for our listeners. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, JJ McGuigwin. McGuigwin. That is kind of fun to say. Here he is.
Good morning. This is Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show, and we have a special songwriter guest, and his name is JJ McGuigwin. And JJ, we thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tina Talks Truth Radio Show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, I'm so excited because I was reading about you and I was just intrigued that you actually stumbled upon your gift at a pretty early, looks like at 13 years old, you got your first drum set and then you got a guitar and it just kind of evolved from there. Can you share about your history of music and when did you actually start writing music?
Yeah, like you said, when I was 13, I got my first drum set and played in a band with some friends and just kind of did, you know, cover songs and played at parties and whatnot and did that. And then I was into sports, you know, my whole life all up through college. But really about age 19 is when I started getting heavy into learning guitar. And I did some writing during those next few years as well. And then about age 22 is when I decided, you know, I want to write songs and I want to try and make a living doing it and see how many people I can reach. It was really about that age that I started writing and getting good feedback and everything. Entered a VH1 Save the Music songwriting contest. Was able to finish in the finalist category. And that kind of solidified me internally as far as, okay, I'm on the right path. I'm doing something right, you know, and it gave me some confidence and everything. And so I was able to just keep pursuing it and progressing. And, yeah, ever since then, it's just been nonstop writing songs and everything. So it's been fun. It's been really fun.
That's incredible. And so you just kind of stepped out and you went into this VH1 songwriting contest. So what was that like? I mean, was it a song that you thought, okay, you know, this could have some potential, or was it just something that you just did on a whim and, you know, I'm just going to venture out and try this on my own?
Yeah, it was kind of a bit of both. I thought the song was called Rain. And it's one that I have recorded as a demo, but I haven't, like, officially recorded it yet. But that demo version I entered, and it was a good enough quality of recording to do well and finish in the finalist category. And but, yeah, the thought process was basically, you know, I'm just going to – I got nothing really to lose, so to speak. If it doesn't do well, you know, we'll – you know, no harm done or anything. So I just entered it and it progressed through the rounds and everything and just kind of went on. And it was good to hear back from them that I'd finished where I did and everything. And so, but yeah, it was kind of eye-opening and kind of cool at the same time just to kind of have gone that far with that song and everything. And so I'm was happy about it and everything. And, you know, it's kind of interesting right away. You know, it's one of the biggest songwriting contests out, because it's international and pretty well known, from songwriters. And so it was just I kind of needed it in a sense, looking back on it now, just to kind of give me confidence and kind of propel me towards sticking with it.
And I was listening to your songs and you had said that, the vocals are actually Garrett Crow, but your words are so deep and moving. It's very evident that there's something deeper going on. And you had shared with me that at 16 years old is when the struggle with depression and OCD and anxiety began. And can you just kind of take us through what was that like for you at the beginning? What's it like today for you? And how do you express yourself through your writing, because it's very deep, it's so moving, and it really, I think, is going to change a lot of people's lives just listening to these songs.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, when I was 16, like you said, it kind of crept in slowly, but then kind of gained momentum, the depression and anxiety. And I was later diagnosed with OCD that same year. And my OCD was pure obsessional. I didn't, you know, when people think of OCD, they think of the hand washing rituals and all of that. That actually wasn't a symptom I had. It was just racing thoughts, anxious thoughts, bizarre thoughts. You know, it really knocked me down for a good 2-3 years. And really, the kind of what I took away from it is you know, it helped me going through the process of recovery, knowing that I had good people, good parents, good a good support system, is really what what helped me get through it, and a strong faith as well. And it just solidified those things for me. And, yeah, I did actually lose some friends. Not totally, but where, you know, to the point where, you know, we were never really close again, which was hard to do as well. Because I was visibly, you know, just visibly, you could tell there was something going on with me and everything. You know, with the medication, you know, I had a lot of weight gain at that time. And so, and I was very active in sports, played baseball and basketball in high school. And it really wasn't until the end of my freshman year in college, I was able to kind of not get over it because it's still a day-to-day struggle, as it is with most people. But I was able to get with the coach there at Newman University, and he had known me from high school. He was my coach my freshman year, and told him I wanted to get back into basketball. And I ended up doing that, and I was my first year there. I got a scholarship as the manager and was able to practice with the team. And then the following year, I was a walk-on, and then earned a scholarship the next 2 years as a player and everything. That process right there really helped me get through it because I lost the weight. I was in good physical shape, and which is important for mental health. Not that you be in, you know, great shape or anything, but just that you take care of your body and everything. And doing that, as well as seeing a therapist that I really clicked with, and as well as music all throughout. You know, just at that point, just listening to music. And when I was 19, when I just started playing basketball again, I picked up guitar and had a great outlet with that. And I also learned how to do some basic, you know, just kind of meditation, just kind of breathing in and out to calm the anxiety when it would hit. And so I learned some skills and some tools and everything, and was really able to battle back, basically. Today, you know, it's still it can still be a struggle. You know, I take medication and have been since I was 16. And that has helped. Really, it's just one of those things that it's a day-to-day thing. You just worry about the day and don't get too caught up in the future or the past, but just try and basically live for that day and do the best you can that day. And that's kind of where we're at with that right now. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's so true that we just have to live for today. And sometimes we have to take it 1 minute at a time. You know,
definitely.
It can be,
yeah, definitely.
It can be so overwhelming just to think of not only tomorrow or next week or a month from today, but, I mean, sometimes it's just the next minute. We just need to live in this moment, you know, just this minute. Yes, I totally got you on that. I'm in recovery for alcoholism and drug addiction and codependency. I actually have found Celebrate Recovery as just an incredible journey on this recovery from those struggles and that, but you know, just our faith makes all the difference. But you also brought up a lot of great tools: the meditation, going to a therapist, eating healthy, taking care of your body. All of those things are just taking care of our temple and our soul. So I'm so glad that you brought up that. And, you know, we'll definitely pray for you on
that
day-to-day struggle. And, you know, it's also, I don't know for you, but for me, it's also nice to know that I'm not alone.
Totally,
that there's
other
other Christians that struggle. There's other believers that struggle with these conditions. I'm not alone. And God says, you know, we're never alone. We're never alone, and I just wanted to reassure you that, you know, you're not
definitely
alone in this.
Definitely. Realizing, you know, when we get real busy, just like we were talking about, taking it day to day to just slow down and breathe and just, you know, if it's a spiritual thing or if it's, you know, just simply breathing, you know, just realize that God's there with you. Sometimes we just got to tune in periodically throughout the day to kind of get refreshed and everything.
Absolutely. And God is using your gifts, you know, by having you write these songs and the arrangements. And, you know, He's giving you all these gifts and He's using those gifts. And I just think it's so cool that you're behind the scenes and that you provide this core to this beautiful music that you're just spreading throughout the world. But quite often I interview, you know, the singers. I mean, I interview the people, the face of the music, you know, But really, it's you, it's your foundation. You're providing the foundation by writing all of these songs and that. So thank you for doing that. That's just incredible that you're able to share your gifts like that.
It's to be able to do so.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, we got to praise God and give him all the glory because without him, he would not, you know, you wouldn't have these gifts. So
He definitely is
a good father, that's for sure. I ask all of my guests four questions. The first being, what brings you hope?
What brings me hope is just knowing that in each and every moment, I have the ability and the skills through God to know God. And it's just a matter, to me, it's just a matter of quieting the mind, you know, not identifying with my thoughts or my problems or everything, realizing that's not who I am, but getting back to my center and just realizing that, you know, I'm loved and who I am is not my problems, is not my life situation. That's not who I am. I think too many people kind of identify their life, who they are, with what's going on in their life. And when you can separate the two and kind of create space, you can really feel yourself more alive and not weighed down by those problems and issues and everything. And really just find, you know, when it comes to the meditation, you know, that's when I feel closest to myself and God and others around me, and I feel connected. And, you know, it's just really one of those things that you just try and, I try not to put too much of my hope in external things because those can always kind of falter and rattle, but just in that stillness within me that, you know, is there always, and it's just a matter of tuning into it, really.
Absolutely. I love that you said hope is to know God and to feel connected and loved, and that's exactly what God, you know, wants us to feel, is to feel loved. And also, I love that you just said about being connected, because as spiritual beings, we have to be connected. I mean, God would have put us on an island, each of us on a little island, if he didn't want us to connect. It's so important that we do connect. It doesn't matter if you're an extrovert or introvert. We still need to connect, you know, as spiritual beings. What brings you joy?
Mostly, right now, a lot of times it's music. It's just being hopeful for and grateful for that, for the gifts I have. And spending time with good friends, family, my dog that lives with my mom, and my cat. The animals have a way of just bringing me joy. It's pretty remarkable because of how seemingly innocent they are and how, I don't know, it's just, it's one of those things. I just love animals, and so that brings me a lot of joy as well. And
what kind of dog?
Well, she's kind of a mutt, kind of a mix of a lot of different things. But
those
really,
are the best kind.
Yeah, she's got a good personality. She does like to bark a lot, but I think it's just her excitement and everything. But it's just a great dog, great personality. We'll love you to death. This is an incredible animal.
Oh, I know. I love animals as well. And I believe the mutts, they just, they have such an array of personality and just really loving.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
We haven't adopted a dog, you know, that wasn't loving. I mean, they just,
right.
It's almost like they just understand, like, this is my second chance, and it's just so special.
That is, definitely.
How important is laughter in your life, JJ?
To me, it's very important, just because, you know, I kind of look at it as a natural healing device, you know? It's not something you have to pay for. It's not something you have to go to the store to get. You can just try and find laughter each day, and it's incredible how healing it is. To where that, I don't know, to me that's a gift in and of itself, you know, our ability as humans to laugh and everything, and it's very important, I would say. Yeah, definitely.
And I think we have to laugh or we'll cry, you know.
Definitely.
If we don't learn to laugh at ourselves, you know, and take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah, very important. Yeah.
We gotta laugh, or I'm like, I'll start crying, so I gotta laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
I read all these, like, great, you know, outcomes of laughing. Like, it makes you look younger, you lose weight, and I'm like, and I'm going to be laughing all 24/7.
Yeah, definitely.
Who doesn't want that?
Right, definitely.
How do you know that you're healing or that you've been healed?
It's really just kind of a thing to me that can't be measured. You just kind of know. You know when you need it, and you know when you have it. I would say I know I'm healed if I've written a song and it's authentic and it's organic and it's something that I've helped create that I think will reach and heal other people as well when they hear it and everything. And so to me that was just really important as far as the music goes. I feel healed through music, and when I know I'm doing, you know, music for the right reasons, just to share it with people and, you know, hopefully make a living, but at the same time not get too caught up in catering to that as opposed to just what's in my heart, getting it out there and everything. And so that's a definite healing thing. Being with friends, I know I'm healed just because, you know, that's when you know you have a real friend and everything. When you're with them, you just kind of feel healed most of the time because you're connecting, you're laughing, just able to do that. And so it's just kind of an internal compass that I feel I have that I just kind of know in those moments that, you know, I'm not taking things for granted and just really wanting to share myself and my gifts with other people.
That's awesome. And that's what's so cool about your gift of writing is that it's going to help others heal. And bottom line is it's going to help others, period.
Yeah, definitely.
Just by expressing your words on paper and then in song through music, it really touches the heart. And so if people want to get a hold of you, JJ, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I have a website called jjmcguiganmusic.com. McGuigan spelled McGuigan. So just jjmcguiganmusic.com. And then I have Twitter, jjmcguiganmusic, and Facebook. I'm on there as well, just JJ McGuigan. You can find my music page or even my personal page if you need someone to talk to or an encouraging word or anything. You know, just hit me up there and everything. And so you can also hit me up on my webpage as well. There's comments, there's email and everything. And so if you're struggling with anything or anybody wants to just, you know, say hey or whatnot, you know, you can hit me up at those sites and I'd be glad to talk to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And how can the listeners and I pray for you?
Really just, you know, that God will continue to give me strength to pursue my dreams and everything and keep pursuing them, even when I feel their reach, just to keep going, and that, you know, pathways will open up and for music as well as just overall mental and physical health. You know, those two things are very important, and I'd be very grateful if you guys could do that, and I'll pray for you guys as well. Definitely.
Absolutely. Considered it done. We're going to definitely pray for your strength and to pursue your dreams and just keep focused on God and what he has in store for you. We're going to share your song Home. Would you please introduce that to our audience?
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote and arranged, and Garrett Crow is the singer on it, and he did a fantastic job, and together we just kind of put the full band together, and it's a song about, you know, just kind of trying to find out what home is and just really getting in tune with that. And it's the latest single on my EP that's out called Dissociative. Hope you enjoy it.
I wonder, searching for a place I've never known, like the time that I see your face makes me realize there is something real out there. And I wonder how long till I reach this place. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that. that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me, breathing in. Home is where I wanna be. And I wonder, why am I all over everywhere? Walking circles and acting like I'm going somewhere. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna start this over. And I remember just how far it is we've come home. Sounds like a nice idea to me. Tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be. Space, I will take you and we will never turn away. When all is said and done, you will be the only one that I will need heed for all eternity. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be.
So much, JJ, and that's just an incredible song. And we thank you for taking time today and just sharing your strength and your just hope with us. So thank you.
Thank you. This is a good time, and it's always fun to be able to do that. And I had a good time, definitely.
Thank you, JJ, for sharing your story of perseverance, the strength that you have, and I love how he shared about hope is to know God and to, you know, step out in faith and get to know people for who they are, not their problems, and not allowing your problems to identify you. Wow, just so many great nuggets of knowledge. So thank you, JJ. And I'm so excited for Tina Talks Truth Radio Show because not only are we sharing the hope and joy and laughter and healing with the world, so hello to all of our friends internationally. I know that we have quite a few in Moscow, Haiti, and some other countries. And so hello to you. And I'm so glad that you tune in each Wednesday at 10 a.m. to listen to us. And I'm excited for the guests that are going to be coming up in the next couple months. I say months because I am booked up until October with interviews. So these people, we have motivational speakers, we have writers, we have singers and bands, comedians. I got some Christian comedians coming on my show soon. So stay tuned every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. I thank you. I bid you farewell for now. You will hear me next week. How about we say that? You will hear from me next week. And stay tuned for Victor.
This is Victor with Tina Talks Truth. And the truth is, home is where God lives.
Aw, Victor, that's so cute.
The truth is, there is hope.